You're listening to SBS News.
His is a proud legacy that will forever be marked in Australian history. Aboriginal man Reg Saunders defied prevailing attitudes and laws to fight for his country and his people. His proud daughters are Auntie Judith Standen and Auntie Glenda Humes.
To Aboriginal people, he's a hero. And to non-Aboriginal people, he's also a hero.
And to his family, he's a superhero. Absolutely.
His promotion from private to lieutenant in the army in the Second World War was headline news. At 24 years old, he was the first commissioned Aboriginal officer in Australian history, an inspiration to his people, including his great-granddaughter, Brianna Humes.
It's just to really show that, especially for young Indigenous Australians growing up, that honestly, like, we could just achieve so much more than what people anticipate.
Born on a mission in Western Victoria in 1920, Reg Saunders followed custom, fighting not for king, but for country.
The Aboriginals have been fighting for a long time for this country. As I said, my people, the Gunditjmara men, fought a war for 18 years. They were decimated from around about 40,000 people to 5,000 people, and that's men, women and children.
His father was a First World War veteran. His uncle died in the same war and was awarded the military medal.
Now, we really suffered, but we were prepared to fight for our country, and Australia is still our country. It doesn't matter who else is here.
Reg Saunders fought the Germans in Greece and Crete, survived the sinking of his troop ship in the Mediterranean, and ended up as an officer facing the Japanese in New Guinea. Daughter Glenda Humes recalls an old saying.
Racism wasn't so clear in the army, because they all say we're all the same colour, we're all green.
But at war's end, Australian attitudes hadn't changed. Barred from the army, he eventually re-enlisted and was promoted to captain in the Korean War. After the 1967 referendum, he was still advocating for his people as one of the first liaison officers for the newly created Federal Office of Aboriginal Affairs. Daughter Glenda Hume remembers with pride when he was awarded an MBE in 1971.
I mean, sure, he's been in some, you know, huge battles, Battle of Capion, you know, he fought in the Battle of Crete, and of course the Japanese in New Guinea. But his greatest battles, of course, were in his own country. And he's fought against racism, he's fought for his people all the way, all his life, he's done that.
His achievements are now commemorated in the Australian War Memorial, the only individual to have a dedicated gallery. Reg Saunders is still serving as a role model for future generations, like great-granddaughter Brianna Humes.
I would like to be an environmental scientist, working with Indigenous land rights, just to help our people and our land. That would be great, especially since, you know, what our great-grandfather did for us, 100%, yeah.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.